This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set?
Cocked. Locked.
Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Alex is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Norman Shealy is traveling today. And so, just a couple of Colts and me in the studio, just the three of us. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. So the weather's cold. Hit 37 degrees here at the farm. And why am I mentioning that? Well, we had a dramatic temperature drop overnight. Yesterday was, you know, kind of nice in terms of temperature. It was overcast, but nice. Well, tonight we're looking at freezing temperatures. So what does that mean to you in the world of preparedness? Well, here's what it means. So if you have those garden hoses outside, as we do, and they're coiled up, they have moisture in them, and moisture will run to the lowest point. Gravity's going to pull the water down that's in the hose that's condensed over time into the lowest point, and it's going to freeze. So if you have a fire, and you want to grab that fire that hose to put out the fire, there will be a plug of frozen water in it. So here's what we do. We stretch the hoses out. Let's say it's a 100-foot hose. We'll stretch that out so it runs downhill. It doesn't have to be much. It's a couple feet of fall. Over 100 feet would be fine. We stretch it out, and we let all the water drain out of it. Then we coil it in a large loop, like a hula hoop loop size loop. And we put it in the garage, and we connect the ends together. So no dirt gets in there. No moisture, or we put a nozzle, a brass nozzle, on one end. Now it's ready to be used to deploy to put out a fire. And we understand that we have to take care of our own, whatever it is. No matter what it is, we have to take care of it ourselves. So if a fire were to start, we're going to try to put it out. So you might want to do the same thing. You might want to get that hose inside, maybe where it's a little warmer, inside the garage if you have a garage that's semi-heated, or even if you have an unheated, detached garage. You can keep the hose in there where moisture won't get into it. It won't freeze and clog a plug of frozen water in there, and you can use it in an emergency. So we have them deployed throughout several places in our house, even in the basement. Next thing is, if you have a hose that's attached to a faucet outside or a hydrant, what's a hydrant? A hydrant is a metal pipe with a shutoff valve at the top. It might stick out of the ground 3 feet. Might be 2.5 feet. And buried in the ground, connected to a water pipe, is the plumbing that supplies the hydrant. And the shutoff valve actually is in the base of the hydrant. So you have this lever at the top, and you pull up the lever. There's a long rod that goes down through the center of this pipe to actuate the valve. And that is the shutoff valve that's underground. And the idea behind it is the hydrants might be 6 feet long. 3 feet are buried underground, or 5 feet long, and 2 feet are buried underground, below the frost line. So the actual water does not come or does not stay above ground level. And in this piece of pipe that sticks out of the ground, there's a little valve or a little hole in the bottom that lets the pipe drain. So there's no water in the pipe, per se. The water stops at the base of the hydrant, which could be 2 or 3 feet buried in the ground. Okay. If you have a hydrant, you want to disconnect the hose. And the reason for that is, in order for the water to drip out of this tiny hole at the base of the hydrant, you need to release the air pressure at the top. So you need to disconnect the hose. So those are my thoughts on hydrants, faucets, and hoses, and keep them ready, at the ready, should you need one for an emergency. You know, somebody may pull up into your driveway near your house and shut the engine off, and there could be a fuel leak, and you could have a fire. You may be able to put it out quickly before the explosion. Now, of course, use your judgment and make sure that you're not going to put yourself in harm's way. But there are plenty of times that we want to use a hose around the farm. Just a thought. You might want to consider doing that. Now, Sears has filed for bankruptcy today. And that's pretty upsetting to me. Because Sears, that catalog company that started in the 1880s and flourished through the 1970s, then started to decline. They expanded probably too fast. Were taken over by, middle management and upper management made a lot of mistakes. Well, they filed for bankruptcy. Now, why is that important? Well, I think that if you have Craftsman tools that are broken, you ought to get them exchanged like today. If you have a credit card that is based on some kind of a reward, as one member of our family does, that's tied to Sears, I think you ought to get your rewards before they say, you know what, with the bankruptcy and all that, well, we can't honor those rewards anymore. Do I know that this is going to happen for a fact? No, I don't. Is there a possibility that it could happen? Absolutely. So we are cashing in our rewards right now. It took me all weekend to figure out what we would need, not want. I mean, we're not going to go to Sears and get toys. We don't need toys. We don't want toys. There are certain kinds of tools that are, and ours is tied to an online. We can buy things online. And so we're looking at things like OBD2 scanners. Now, what's an OBD2 scanner? If you have a car that's a 1996 or newer, there's a connector under the dash, driver's side, usually to the left of the steering column, and it has pins in it. And what you can do is you can plug in this cable, connect it to a handheld scanner. You've seen them at AutoZone, Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, Advance Auto, and so forth. And the guy will come out and plug the scanner in and say, okay, well, you've got a problem with your spark plugs, you've got a problem with your fuel system, your gas cap isn't on tightly, you know, those kinds of things. Well, I want to buy one, and I spent hours yesterday, looking at different scan tools made by different companies. And they have multiple levels. They have an entry level. So if you're traveling along in your vehicle and the check engine light comes on, you go, geez, what's that mean? What does that mean? It doesn't tell you what it means. The light just comes on and says, check the engine. Well, it could be anywhere under the hood, right? Well, if you had one of these entry-level scan tools, it's called an OBD2, OBD, Onboard Diagnostics, number 2, scanner. Number 2 is the successor to number 1. There's an OBD1 and there's an OBD2. I suggest you get the OBD2. And you can get them for $30, $35 on up. to over $1,000 for a professional model. Well, I'm interested in one that can do several things. Read those codes that the engine will set. They'd like to know exactly what it is. Is it a fuel injector? Is it the catalytic converter? Is it the oxygen sensor? Is there a problem with too lean or too rich of a mixture? What is it? What has the engine been telling the computer through the sensors that's wrong? I want to know, because I want to fix it before it becomes catastrophic. So I'm looking at these scanners, and the inexpensive ones don't do all the things I want for our shop, our automotive shop. We need one better than that. But I don't want to spend $1,200 either. So I'm looking in the $120 range to $200 range. It kills me to do it. It really does. But we need to do it. So I'm looking at a bunch of brands, and there are only a couple U.S. names. But I believe they're all manufactured in China. Can't prove it, but that's my belief. But all of them, every single one has a problem of some kind. There are pros and cons with each one of them. And here are some of the cons I'm talking about. On the website, or when you go to buy, it'll say lifetime updates. So, for example, let's say you buy the tool today, and you want to test a car that comes out 3 years from now. 3 years from now, you're going to want to update it so that the tool has been loaded with the latest updates so you can test that new car. Well, some of the manufacturers have claimed that they have updates, but there are no updates. Others claim they have updates, and you can only get them for a year. Then it's $29.95 per car model per year. I mean, that's kind of enticing. It's just like those loans or that have introductory rates for a short time. Or that's like satellite television, you know, really low price, allegedly, but only lasts 1 year. Then they slam you the second year. So I don't want to deal with those companies with the scanners. I really am looking for a scanner that has free lifetime updates. But in the case of Sears, what good is a lifetime guarantee if the company goes out of business? So that's a problem, right? So who knows how long these companies are going to stay in business? And you've got to go by reputation. But it seems like all of them are misleading in one way or another. And I'd love to know if you have any experience with these scan tools, and if you'd like to call us and tell us what your thoughts are. What's the number? 866-582-9933. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I'm talking about these OBD onboard diagnostic scanners, and I'm interested in buying one. And I'm looking at a bunch of them. One of them that I think would be okay is made by a company called Innova, I-N-N-O-V-A. Now, I don't have one. I do not own any stock. I have no axe to grind. I'm just interested in buying a scanner. I'm looking at all these brands, and I'm trying to figure out which is the best of the worst. I mean, that's what it is. And this particular one is the Model 3100J. And a positive review, I'm reading lots of reviews on these things, so a positive one says, handy and easy to use. 5 stars out of 5. Handy and easy to use. We have an issue with a car that isn't worth the money to fix, so we just use this to reset the check engine light when it comes back on again after 1,000 miles or so. And we use this to make sure it's the same code. Then we just reset it again. Good peace of mind. Good to know the check engine light isn't coming on for a new reason, but is going to be ignored. So this guy's got a check engine light coming on. He wants to make sure it's for the same reason. He doesn't want to spend money on this car, so he bought this $120 Innova 3100J code reader. Okay, that's a nice review. Well, here's a critical review of the same exact device. The instructions for the code reader were pretty vague, but I got it figured out in short order. I read the trouble code, brought the code reader into the house, hooked it up to my PC. Again, the instructions were vague until I got to the part where if you wanted to download the, I'm going to change pages here, you wanted to download the update, and then they want to charge you $29.99 for one vehicle for a year. I'm not interested in that because we have more than one vehicle, and I don't want to spend more per year for the updates than the device costs. I'm not interested in that. Then, so if you look at what this thing will do, allegedly, it will, and this, these are their words, quickly reveal the cause of the check engine warning lights on any 1996 and newer onboard Diagnostics 2 car. So the rules were written by the federal government that if you're going to manufacture one of these cars starting in 1996, you will have to have onboard diagnostics, which will allow someone to plug in a scanner and read the code. So that's for cars, light trucks, SUVs, and hybrids. Now, there's another component to reading just the engine codes. It sure would be nice to be able to reset that automatic braking system light, the one that comes on. Now, I don't think we've had a Mercedes here that hasn't had that light come on. And it sure would be nice to be able to shut it off. And we have had Chevrolet pickup trucks here, and the light comes on as well. And it'd be nice to be able to diagnose exactly where the problem is, because there's brakes on four wheels, there's a ABS system, there's brake lines, you could have air in the lines. I mean, there are a lot of things that could go wrong. So it'd be nice to be able to figure out exactly what that is with the scan tool. Well, this particular one, the Innova 3100J, there's an A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. So this must be the new and most improved one yet. And it says it can read and erase the ABS light trouble codes on most onboard Diagnostics 2 vehicles. It also has a SRS light. Now, the SRS light, it's the supplemental restraint system, maybe like seatbelts. So I'm interested in that, too. We haven't had too many problems with that, but it'd be nice to have that feature on this scanner. Well, it also checks battery and alternator performance and the vehicle's charging systems. So as we get into the winter, we're going to see plenty of dead batteries, plenty. And why is that? Well, because a lead-acid battery, the kind that you have in your car, or light truck or SUV, loses its ability to store current as the temperature gets colder. Well, that is the time when your battery is needed most, because the oil, the lubrication has become thick in the engine as the temperature plummets, and it's harder to turn that engine over to start it. And gasoline is less volatile in cold temperatures than it is in warm temperatures. So that's when you need your battery the most. That's why I see so many dead batteries in the winter. We'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Florida at this hour to see the devastation caused by Hurricane Michael in its panhandle. The President and First Lady are also to visit Georgia to inspect some damage there. Yesterday, Florida Governor Rick Scott was looking at the damage in Mexico Beach and Panama City, where he says he met a lot of people who rode out the storm and said they'll never do it again.
What people didn't realize is they look at these hurricanes and they said, oh, it's a Cat 1 or it's a Cat 2. I've done this before. What they don't realize is one, it could get worse, Number two is the amount of storm surge.
The Commerce Department's just reported on retail sales showing that they only gained a tenth of a percent in September, the same as in August. Retail analysts had forecast a six-tenths of a percent increase. Most retail categories, though, did show solid gains. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's going to be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just me in the studio today and a couple of cults. And we're talking about the scan tool. And we have one here at the farm. But I need one that works on more vehicles. And here's another problem that we have with the scan tool. So I've been working on this Ford. It has a little V6, a 3-liter V6, and I cannot get it to connect. It really won't tell me anything. So I need another scan tool from a different manufacturer to verify whether it's the scan tool that just isn't knowing that there is a vehicle attached, or whether it's the computer on the Ford. So I need to have two different brands, one to verify the other. And as I read through the reviews, what I found was that some scan tools just flat out don't recognize certain cars. like Mercedes. They say they do. If you read the literature, yeah, they work with, you know, all vehicles that are OBD2 compliant. And Mercedes is, starting with 1996. But sometimes the reviews of these scanners say, yeah, well, you know, I bought it to work on my Mercedes, but it doesn't. And there are some scanners that say they work on American, European, and Asian vehicles, but they don't work well on the Asian vehicles. So what I'm saying is, you really have to do your own research before you buy the tool, unless you really just want to buy a pig and a poke and see if it works when you get it. I'm interested in making sure I get the right one. I have an allergy to making mistakes, so I don't want to make mistakes, and I try to do my research in advance. So what else can these scan tools do besides read and erase automatic braking system codes and lights, supplemental restraint system lights, engine warning lights? Well, they can tell you if your battery and alternator is working properly. They can tell you the performance of your vehicle's charging system. And some vehicles have an oil reset feature, and you can reset that. And then there's some additional features that some of these have, which is called freeze frame, which shows engine conditions, such as the fuel trim, the engine coolant temperature at the time of the malfunction indicator light coming on. Kind of neat, right? So this particular scan tool is priced on Amazon at $104.64 with free shipping. Seems like a lot for a little tool like that, but I think in the scheme of things, it's something that we have to have. We had an instructor show up yesterday, and I was expecting him, and I was all excited to see him. And he had a problem with one of the vehicles in their family. It was a Chevrolet. And the rear window on a trip fell down inside the door. And it was a long trip, let's say several hundred miles, and the window just falls down. So what do you do? Well, in the winter, it's a big problem. If it's raining, it's a big problem. If it's snowing or sleeting, it's a big problem. But if the weather's nice, it's just like having the windows down. Well, we ordered for him the part that he needed. I speculated that he needed what's called a window regulator. What that really is the mechanism to raise and lower the window. It's inside the door. Now, I never replaced one on this particular make and model Chevrolet, but we had it replaced within 1 hour. The part you can get on the internet, if you want the least expensive one, you can find them on eBay for like $30, $32. And we decided that because of local availability and because we were under a time constraint to get this done, we got it for about $50 with the motor, because you can buy it with or without the electric motor that operates the electric window. And we got it at the big box store, and we were delighted to find out that they're once again honoring our discount as an automotive repair shop. Took an hour to put it in. So the part was about $50, you know, plus tax. An hour to put it in. And I looked up, just for my own amusement, what it would cost to buy that part and to have someone else install it, you know, like a shop. $480, 480. I couldn't believe it. For 1 hour's work, $480? That's nuts. So the instructor who I was teaching how to do this was absolutely delighted that he had never done it before. I had never done this one before either. And we went to the internet, looked at a YouTube video, you know, fast-forwarded through it. We just needed to see a couple things, like which screws do we take out? Which bolts do we take out? How do you lift the inside door panel off? And how do you get the window regulator out? Because sometimes it's really tricky. And this one was pretty tricky. So we spent 5 minutes on the kitchen computer, looking at a YouTube video of how to do it, and went out into the garage and did it. And pushed the button up, down, it worked perfectly. So, an almost $500 repair was accomplished for $50 plus tax, 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 and tax. It was great. So, can you do it? Absolutely. Absolutely. There's almost everything you want to know on YouTube in terms of how to fix things. Plumbing, heating, electrical, list goes on and on. And just to kind of show you, and I'm hoping to have him on the air one day, he's a doctor, just to show you what it's like. Yesterday, before he came over to the farm, he called me up from his medical practice, and he said, "Hey, I'm working on some wiring, got a new X-ray machine, and I'm running a circuit at the office for this dental X-ray machine." I said, "Well," he wanted to know what kind of wire to use, and I said, "Well, that's commercial. It's a commercial building, and you're probably going to find that all the wiring in the building is commercial. It's going to be encased in metal conduit or BX. That's the old word for like a flexible armored cable." And he talked about tapping into another outlet nearby, but he has metal studs in the building, which are partition studs. They're really not load-bearing, but they're just partitioned to hang the sheetrock on and to, you know, make room partitions and operatory-type partitions. So I suggested that he get up on the ladder and look, pop a few ceiling tiles up, take a look, and find a circuit, a junction box that he can tie into, buy some armored cable, 12-gauge armored cable, and tie into that. And run his armored cable down the wall and get what's called an old work box. Now, an old work box is an electrical box that if you have an existing building, could be a house, could be an office, could be a building that's already up, and you've got sheetrock in there, and you're going to put your outlet in there. So you get what's called an old work box. Now, it's new work to you. It's kind of a strange term, but that's what it is. And there are ways that you cut the sheetrock precisely. You can use a sheetrock knife. You can use the blade of a hacksaw. Take the blade out of a hacksaw and use that. Hold it in your hand. You know, maybe wrap it in a paper towel or something so you can hold on it without slicing up your hand. And you can carefully outline the size of the box on the wall, cut the hole, and then you can put this box in the hole. And there are different ways of securing that box. Sometimes it's with screws. Sometimes it's with ears that flip out. You push the box in the wall and you turn the screws to secure it. And these ears flip out and secure the box against the sheetrock. Sometimes you use these, I'm not sure what they're called. They're little pieces of metal, thin sheet metal. And you push it in the wall and then you wrap it around the inside of the box. And that works great as well. So there's lots of ways of doing it. So I explained to him that he had all these options, and he was going to go to one of those big box stores to buy the parts in Springfield, Missouri. And I said, you know, when you go there, you're going to need a box that will accept a metallic armored cable that's different from those blue plastic ones because you're working on commercial electricity rather than home electricity. So you're going to want metallic boxes and armored cable, which is metal cable. And see if you find an older guy there, because the young guy's not going to have a clue. So find an older guy that might know a little bit about commercial wiring in the electrical department. Called me back. He was in Lowe's. And he said, I got a guy helping me, but he knows less than I do about where the stuff is at Lowe's. No clue about commercial wiring, no clue about the cable, no clue about the boxes. And I said, you know, there are these little phenolic inserts that you put in the end of the cable. When you cut the BX cable, it leaves sharp edges because it's metal. You got the wires coming out of the metal. And you want to protect the cable from having the insulation being cut by the sharp metal edges. You know, when you run it through the wall, and even when it sits in the wall. And so see if you can find those. And, you know, ask for some help. Dad had no clue what we were even talking about. So I said, tell you what, now you've got some old Romex lying around, cut off an inch and a half of Romex insulation, that yellow jacket, and put it around your wires and put half of it in the armored cable to protect the wires. I said, got it. So that's what we did. Well, that's what he did. Me on the other end of the phone. So what I'm saying is, here's a guy who's a doctor, and he wired his own outlet for his x-ray machine. And after it was all done, he came over to the house and we were having dinner. And I said, hey, a year ago, would you ever wire that yourself? He said, wouldn't have even occurred to me. He would just pick up the phone and call a guy. I said, okay. I said, did it occur to you to call a guy? He said, no. Now it would never occur to me to call a guy to have him come and fix it or do it. So before, he wouldn't have thought of doing it himself. Now he wouldn't even consider calling an electrician.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, during the last commercial break, Alex, our broadcast engineer, and I were talking about cars. And he had a couple questions on tires, how to buy tires, and how to buy a battery. So I think during hour number two, which is going to come up in a few minutes, I'll tell you what I think about how to buy a battery and how to make them last longer, and tires, and how I buy tires, which is completely different from, I think, the way most people buy tires. So getting back to our instructor friend, he had the confidence to tackle a commercial wiring job, hooking up to his almost $100,000 x-ray machine that he bought for his practice. So he didn't want to mess it up. He wanted to get it right. And so he was up in the ceiling, and he called me and he said, "Hey, Vinny, there are five wires under the white wire nut." Now, there's three wires that are used in the United States for 120-volt wiring, three wires. One wire is black, and that's called the hot wire. Another wire is white, and that's called the common or the neutral. And then the other is the bare copper wire, which is the ground. And he said, "I've got five wires under this wire nut already in the ceiling in a junction box." And he wanted to add this additional armored cable to it. He said, "But the wire nut says it can only handle five wires." And I said, "That's right." I said, "So what do you think we should do?" He said, "Can we split them?" I said, "Yeah, we can." So what he did, I said, "Make a jumper wire about," and it was only in the white wires. For some reason, the black wires had fewer wires under the wire nuts. I can't explain why, because I haven't seen it. I said, "So you have to make a jumper wire of 12-gauge wire, the same gauge as the existing wires in this junction box, and put half the wires and the jumper wire under one wire nut, and move the other half of the wires, the other three, under the other wire nut with the jumper wire." He said, good. And then he said, you know what? The wire nut was loose on one of these bundles of wires. I said, yeah. Because he and I have this running discussion. Nobody does it right. Nobody. And no matter what it is, no matter what it is that we're working on together, we find that the last guy, or the guy before the last guy, didn't do it right. So here he has his computers and his equipment in his medical practice that were wired together, but the wire nut was loose. Now, under, you know, if you plug in a space heater or something like that, and you draw a lot of current, you could have an arcing situation, you know, kind of like an arc welder, and you could have a fire. And there are new circuit breakers that have been out in maybe the last 10 years called arc fault, ARC, FAULT, breakers. Now, you know what a ground fault breaker is, or a ground fault receptacle? Well, if the ground isn't right, the receptacle trips or the circuit breaker trips. Well, an arc fault breaker will trip if there's an arc. So that's kind of important in some situations. In our house, it's a little less important because we're probably not going to have arcs. And the reason is all of the connections that are under the wire nuts have been twisted, cleaned, twisted, and soldered, and then the wire nuts put on. So the possibility of oxidation of the bare copper wire under the wire nut with a dissimilar metal, because the copper wires and the insert inside the wire nuts are two different metals, and there's a potential for corrosion with some moisture. Well, that won't happen in our house because I soldered the wires. And you can too. And typically, if you're going to do that, you use 60-40 solder. Okay? 60% tin, 40% lead, with a core of rosin. R-O-S-I-N. Acid core solder is not for electrical wiring. Rosin core is. We'll be right back after Top of the Hour news and commercial announcements.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This psychologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.